Blog Talk Radio.
That shit out of here, man. That shit out of here.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at
right.
Have, but it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time!
What's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. I am your host. The motherfucking Dean. Class is in session. Guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. It is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Call in if you have a question, and we would love to have you on and chop it up. Got a few announcements for you. I want to let you guys know the new classes will be coming out this month. I just, or maybe September. Right now, I'm in the process of working on the online dating profile that connects you guys. Whoever, if you've got conversation class 1, 2, 3, texting toolkit types of women, this is where you need to go next, because now we're going to be working on your dating profile as well as confidence and all the other stuff. So we're working on that as well. Now, you know, we are in my motherfucking month in 14 cake-ass days. It will be my birthday, and yes, after the show is over, I'm going to be releasing and opening up the birthday package for you guys, where y'all have discounts all month long until September 1st, maybe September 2nd. So you guys can go on there and check that out. That will be coming out pretty soon, if not tonight, tomorrow. But the birthday package will go live for you guys. That's something I do every month. I mean, every year, one time a month. Every year. Flash, what's going on, fam? What's up with you, man?
Hey, nothing. Just chilling another day in Central City. You know how it is.
The Mac's so nice, they have named him twice. Flash. Named him twice. But like I say, guys, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. I want to say what's going on to the chat room as well. I don't have a chance to look at the chats and everything, but I appreciate you guys for taking time out of your schedule to check out the show. But if you have questions, call in. We didn't get a chance to really read the emails this morning because I had some technical difficulties. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some today and also take your phone calls and stuff like that. So let's get into it. And Flash, I'm, you know, you're here. You can also chop it up. Let me, what the fuck, man. Let me see here. But other than that, Flash, what's been going on with you while I pull this stuff up? What's been happening with you, man?
Nothing too much. I've just been, you know, taking care of my daughter, helping to take care of my daughter, and just live life and live life at its full potential, you know. And just enjoying things as I see. The club life is always funny.
No doubt. All right. Well, the first email I got from a guy that asked this question, and it's it boggles my mind, but y'all ask questions, and I'm here to give y'all answers. So let's pull this up again, guys. Y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373 is the number. Reading this message right here, Greg, it says, "Do women gossip about me to other women?" Wait a second. Let me make sure I understand this question. All right, here you go. He says, "Do women gossip about me to other women about me being a pickup artist? What are they thinking if it's true?" That's the question. Let me go ahead and give you the answer. What y'all have to understand is that women are, oh man, my TV's blasting. Let me turn that shit down. Women are not stupid, and I stress this to a lot of you guys out there. We are not a seduction community or pickup artists. We're not trying to make you into a pimp or a Mac or a hustler. We're trying to make you into a man. The fact that you consider yourself a pickup artist is part of the problem because you're not being a man. And if women gossip about you being a pickup artist, it is nothing but negative, because the thing is about most pickup artists, they use deception, manipulation, pickup lines, tricks, gimmicks, NLP, and hypnosis, talking bad to women and all that other stuff to get a woman's attention. So if women are gossiping about you being a quote-unquote pickup artist, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. Flash, I remember when I was working a mail clerk. I was a mail clerk working for Toyota. And I had a reputation. Now again, I wasn't really see what I would do, Flash, is like I would always tell these guys, I would set up the summer or the spring in the wintertime. So basically I'm walking around and talking to all the women at the job, but I'm not trying to pick anyone up. So what I'm doing is getting so cool with them. So in the spring and in the summer when they had the pool parties and the get-togethers, I was invited, Flash. I was invited to go. So when I went there, right, that's when I started getting with the friends and smashing them. So what happened was the friends would always go back to them, tell them about what I would do, what kind of, you know, asshole jerk, you know, even though I said I wanted to be friends and he was agree with it, I wanted more, he didn't want more, and all that shit. So I then got a reputation around the office, like, you know, watch out for this guy. You know, he's just not, I won't say, a dog, a player, whatever you want to call that shit. But the beautiful thing about that was when new women came to the office, just like going to high school, it's the same thing, Flash. When new women go into new offices, stuff, they want to know what's going on. They want to know who are the weird guys, who are the creepy guys, who are the motherfucking players in there, and who are the motherfuckers that are just like, you know, middle of the road. So, again, I would get that reputation. But what got – now, again, this was before the
– We call that – at my job, we call that sending the memo. Whenever the new chick comes at, to our job or whatever, I say, oh, Lord, they out here sending the memo about us.
Yeah, well, this is before the Me Too movement. So – this is before, right. This is which mess with women at your job, even though I don't condone it now for you guys. But what happened is you got the finest chick in there. All the guys in there want to talk to her. All the guys in there trying to get at her. But you know what? Me, Flash, I'm not trying to get at her. She didn't get at me because it was all about me. I was laid cool, calm, collected. Like I say, all the other guys wanted to take her out to lunch. All the other guys were hovering around like a bunch of vultures. All I would do as a male guy, I would go over there, give her mail, say good morning. And when she tried to have a conversation with me, I cut it short, keep moving. Because I was just doing what I was doing because she knew what I was like. But eventually I did smack. But anyway, that's here nor there. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is to answer this question here is that when women gossip about you, it's either going to be good or bad. Because the thing about women, they love talking about sex. Matter of fact, what y'all guys understand is that they talk about fucking more than we do. And I know we talk about a lot of fucking, but a lot of guys think, Flash, that these women don't talk about fucking. They don't talk about your size of your dick.
Or how about sexual?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, talking about, yeah. Oh, man. Like, I'd suck his dick. Oh, yeah. I'd probably suck it. I'd probably let him suck. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. He eat this pussy all day. I mean, they would say all that kind of stuff. So what I'm saying to the guy that's calling, again, if you want to call him, we'll bring him in. But the thing is that a lot of women, they when they gossip about you, it's either going to be good or bad. And then based on being a pickup artist, it's pretty bad. So let me go ahead and bring in area code 111. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? Hey, I'm a pickup artist, and we don't use no tricks, man. That's all I want to say. We're straightforward, and we keep it real with these ladies. We tell it
y'all
like
don't.
It is.
How do you tell like it is being a pick? Why don't you be a man? Why do you have to be a pickup artist? Why do you even use
it? I mean, it's just another name. Like it's like saying I'm a Mac Alpha player. It's just another name. But like you got us mixed up with the mysteries. Like that's not pickups. Like nah, that's like old shit. Modern day, you walk up on a lady, you introduce yourself, hey, how you doing? My name is such and such, I thought you was cute, you know? Because, like, this pickup shit ain't no joke. This shit would turn you into a man if you're lacking that. All you have to do is just study it, you know?
All right, well, thank you, big dog. We appreciate that shit, but I totally agree with that bullshit, but... Anyway, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. But like I say, the thing is, as you can see, even in that email flash with the guy who wrote it, you can tell he's scary. See, the thing about a lot of these quote-unquote, a lot of these guys out here that think they know about the game and shit, they don't know shit. The thing that's funny about a lot of these motherfuckers, you can always tell. Again, a lot of guys don't know how they are by what they say and what they do. And the fact that he's even worrying about what women think about him shows that he really doesn't have any game at all, Flash. What's your thoughts on that, brother?
I agree. You know, his game is lackluster. And he's trying to overcompensate by pushing it off on something else.
Oh, yeah, man. No doubt, man. Damn, that's crazy as fuck. Let me see here. What's the next one? Fuck, hold on. Where's the next one? I had it. Shit. Damn, it was another one. It was crazy as fuck. Oh, yeah. Are you ready for this one? All right. Yeah. Flash, I feel like playing the music on myself reading this motherfucking one. All right. Hello, I'm here. I'm just going to be straight to the point. Me and my girlfriend work at the same job. She tells my brother, who also works there, that she thinks I'm gay. Now, I talk to this guy. He doesn't mean girlfriend like his girlfriend. He means a girl that's a friend. Let me get that straight. A girl that's a friend, okay? And she tells my brother, also who works there, that she thinks I'm gay. Now, she let me spend the night over her house. But we did nothing. I wanted her to think I was unlike any other guy she met, so I didn't try to have sex with her. And he says, how do I go about this? So what's your take on that, Flash? Because I got some shit to say.
Wait, say that again.
All right, so this is what happened. So basically, there's a chick he's trying to get at his job, okay? That chick told his brother that she thinks he's gay because guess what? He spent the night over her house and they didn't do anything, man. Man, come on, man. You know.
I mean, they didn't do anything.
Man. You know, wait, but you. No. Let me flash. You know how we do, because nobody do what we do on this motherfucking show when it comes to women. You know, y'all know, you know, because we're going to get into September. You know, September, we give y'all the Halloween game to pick up women on Halloween and everything. We guarantee women come to you. As a matter of fact, y'all already know what we do. We even look for the parties for y'all to go to. But just like this email right here, a lot of guys, Flash, don't really want women. A lot of guys say they want women. A lot of guys say they want relationships. But when they get in a situation, because here's my question. Why don't you, I have no problem with what she's thinking, because it is pretty, I don't want to use that, say that word because of, you know, how people feel, but she felt that it was pretty feminine that you went over her house and y'all didn't do nothing. Because, quote unquote, Flash, he wanted her to think that he was unlike any guy she ever met. But this is what I don't understand. The opportunity presented itself, the window opened up, and he didn't take it, dog.
Right. Now, was there a reason he didn't take it? Sick or
No, because I wanted her to think I was unlike any guy she ever met. And then you know what? What he didn't understand is she showed him that he was more like all the guys that she met. Because
right.
A lot of guys are scary. A lot of guys don't know what to do when the situation presents itself. A lot of guys don't know what to say to women. They don't know how to approach these women. They don't know how to do anything when it comes to relationships with women. So, again, a lot of guys are going to play it safe, Flash, because they don't want to feel, they don't want to look stupid or anything in front of that woman's face. So, but what's your take on that, man?
Well, you got to be a man. And like you're saying, you wanted, he said he wanted to be a different guy or let her know that he wasn't like all guys.
Yeah.
But you got to man up first and have confidence. I mean, you know.
Shit.
I mean,
yeah, that's,
you've got to make yourself noticeable. You may not want to be like every other guy, but you at least got to leave a mark or you know, your impression on her somehow. Now, like she's doing, she's going to talk bad about him and forget him. His name will be a negative every time it comes up or his face comes around.
Yeah, I just like I always say, I just hope a lot of you guys understand that y'all really, a lot of you are where you're supposed to be at, because a lot of you choose not to learn. But when you do things like this, you have opportunities like this, like I say, you either are or you're not. There's no middle ground to this. And if you're not, and she likes him, Flash, she's going to take advantage of him. But again, she said that he was a little bit on the feminine side. I won't use the word, because when the opportunity presented itself, like for a lot of guys, they don't take it. Hey, Flash, just think about the every year. I've been doing this shit for over 25 years. But Flash, how long have we been? We've been doing this shit for a decade. We've been doing this shit for a long time.
Been doing at least 10 years, at least.
Yeah, at least a decade. Yeah, we've been doing with Flash and Mark. We've been doing this shit for a long time. And every year, we always do the birthday. I mean, not the birthday, but the Halloween joint, because we always tell guys, look.
We do the stuff in the season.
Yeah.
We do, you know.
Yeah, suck all that shit. Yes. And what we do is we get these guys in position. That's the key thing. Putting you in position where you have to show her why she needs to suck your dick. Okay, that's the position you want to be put in. But for a lot of these guys who don't know themselves really well, they put themselves in a position of being scared, fear, not knowing to say, no confidence whatsoever. And what happens is, and they don't understand this, and we'll be talking, I'm sorry, Flash?
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm just saying that for a lot of guys out there, I don't think they understand how all this works, and that's why we're saying for a lot of guys, they don't want to be put in those positions. Like, for instance, this is a time right now where a lot of guys should be at beach parties, pool parties, get-togethers, gatherings for the summer. But the problem initially Labor Day's coming. Oh, yeah, that's hot. A lot of guys getting put in a position, they don't know what to do. What they do is, and it's good, but it's bad, Flash. They will go, okay, I need to do A, and then from A, I need to do B. And then from B, I need to do C. And then C, I need to do D. So that's how they train themselves, A to B to C to D. But what happens when you go from A to C, and then you run into a woman that's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She's numeric. Throws you off. You're like, well, Right, exactly. See, that's what we're trying to tell you guys out here. It's not cut and dry, A, B, C, D. You got to have the element. You have to always be prepared. And that's something that we always stress to you guys. Always be prepared no matter what the situation is when you're dealing with a woman. But for a lot of these guys, they don't prepare themselves that way. So when they meet a woman or get in a situation, they're not prepared. Listen, they don't prepare themselves for the approach, meaning there's different women. They don't prepare themselves for what she's going to throw at them. They don't prepare themselves for the first interaction, whether it's him talking to her or her talking to him. They don't know what to do with that. And then from that point, they don't know how to set the date up. Then when they get to the date, if they get that far, they don't know what to do on the date. So it is just one thing after the other that I know it seems like it frustrates a lot of guys, but, you know, that's just how it is. But let me see. My dog Greg just rolled in this motherfucker. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's going on? Still handling business, but, you know, I can let you motherfuckers off the hook without saying something along the way. But, you know, I'm just in here checking out the scenery and what's going on. Oh, you know, trying to get my boy ready. Gotta go take this little motherfucking picture tomorrow and shit. You know, so
I wanted to get proud papa
for a while. What's going on?
Well, I want to get your opinion on something. We just talked about an email. We'll go back to this one, but I want to get this one because a guy sent me an email asking about a woman that thought about him as a pickup artist. Now, again, to me, pickup artist, I don't even know why. I mean, we had a pickup artist come on a few seconds ago that tells us, well, pickup artist is like man, hustler, pimp, and all this other shit. It's just a name. Yeah, that's the problem when you're not a man. Greg Doss is Greg Doss. Flash is Peasy Head to Flash. Flash is Flash. You know what I mean? Yeah. Greg would never say. Greg would never attach something like that or you. And what's your take on that, Greg? On that using that word pickup artist?
You mean he's calling he's trying to throw titles on it? Is that what you mean? He's trying to make it like a title?
Yeah. Well,
Listen, you are who you are. And so long as you're not trying to live up to a title, you're not having to remember anything. It goes right back to the fundamental premise. When you're truthful and you are who you are, you ain't got to remember shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
it all flows natural.
Right. Listen, exactly.
You live in a world where everything is. You live in a world where so much is fake. And I was listening to somebody say something today, a younger cat, and I'm like, damn, dude, are you all really? Is so much of your existence based upon somebody else's theory or philosophy on what you're supposed to be? There's no originality in anything anymore. Everybody's kind of like following. I think it had to do with some music I was listening to. And I'm like, man, all this shit sounds alike. It's kind of like that era where everybody wanted to be friends.
All right, well, yeah, of course. We got a call. 949, what's your question, Big Dog? What's up?
I just had a question about how maybe I should go about this. My job. I'm not really trying to like go too crazy, mess with no females at my job or nothing like that. But what happened was, the other day, they have a thing called getting walked off. Like, you fired, they walk you off, you don't come back. And I had got walked, but not to be fired. They just took me to, like, the office, like, talking about something. So, let it be. So, the girl's thinking I got walked off. So, when I'm there at the end of shift, and they're like, yeah, you come back tomorrow. You might as well not go back to your station because you're about to clock out. The two chicks see me. I've been working with them for the past, like, week or two. One's been married for 2 weeks, 19, fine as hell. The other one's her mom, who's fine as hell, too. And they both come up to me like, hey, Dominique. I know because they thought I was getting fired. Like, hey, you know, what's your Snapchat? And I'm like, shit, I couldn't really remember it. Then they're like, okay, well, what's your number? And I was like, eh, that's a new number. And they're like, well, look, take our numbers. They wrote both their numbers down and gave it to me. Now, I got to go work with these bitches today. And I'm like thinking, I don't know if it's going to be awkward. Like, should I have to text them? But, you know, I'm not really tripping like that.
Wait,
so,
stop,
you know, I'm just
stop,
thinking, like,
wait,
how should
stop,
I move about
stop,
it?
Wait, 5-9-4. Let's back up for a second. There was something that Greg said a few moments ago before we brought you on. And this is your, and I'm going to show you this is why it's your problem. See, the thing about a man is you don't have to remember anything because you just are. You don't have to try to figure, you know, I'm not saying you're lying or anything like that, but I'm just saying that the fact that you don't know your Snapchat or the fact that you don't know your number, you're telling
no,
me to ask for your number and you didn't know your number?
No, I was writing it. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I have been drinking a little bit, but I wrote my Snapchat. I barely have for like a week and a half. I haven't been messing with Snapchat my whole life. Like, I just never got into it until I realized all the bitches that were on it. So I made one. And then the number I wrote, I'm pretty sure it was right, but I'm like 647. It was a split second thought. And then they're like, hey, take ours. Like, fuck it. Here's our numbers right here.
Not for now. How long you been listening to us for, fam? How long you been listening to us for?
Off and on for a while.
And this is why you fuck up. But I'm saying, listen, how many times do we tell you to have your business cards? We tell you that like it's gospel. So how is it that you don't attain a simple help thing? Because think about this, 949. If you would have paid attention, if you would have did what we told you to do that was simple, don't you think you could have just gave me your card and then been good with it?
Yeah, you're right about that. So.
No, I know I'm always right. Yeah, I know. So let me get this right. So then, scratch all that. So then they message you? What happened? What's the question that you have?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, how should I just move about them going into work? I just feel like it might be awkward because they gave me this shit thinking I was going to be fired.
Why?
But I'm going to pop up today.
So what?
Yeah.
There. You're
that's all this right. Thing. Shit, fuck you.
Hey, if you was broke, do you want the pussy less if you're broke? Or you want the pussy less if you're unemployed? I mean, what's the point? So what?
What do you want, 949? That we gotta ask you, what do you want? What is it that you want from these women?
Shit, I just want to go to work and just keep it how I was and just work and fucking go home with my check.
Well, okay,
what,
sir.
Okay, then don't call.
Yeah.
Don't call.
Right.
But sir, right. So my question is what is the purpose? I appreciate the question. Much love to you. But what's the purpose of the question?
I'm confused.
If you ain't trying, let me get
the question. What's the point?
I guess I'm just overthinking the situation.
Oh, I know you are, but what's the point? Well, at least you can see that part. What's the point?
Right. See, y'all guys complicate this more than what it is, man. This is not complicated. First thing you got to do, 949, is ask, what is it that I want? And then the next thing you got to say to yourself, is that what I really want? Then the third thing you got to say to yourself, what do I need to do to get what it is I want? But apparently, you don't want to talk. So let me get it straight. You don't want to talk to these women at all, or do you want to fuck them? Which one is it?
Shit. If I didn't work there anymore, I'd like to fuck them, but I got to see these bitches every fucking day. But I don't want to really fuck nobody I work with. But if I, like, put it like this, if had I been fired or had I, so let's say I quit, I'll text these bitches right now. So what's going on this weekend? Like, what?
Hey,
like, who cares?
Wait,
like, whatever.
Wait. if you have a rule that says you're not going to deal with somebody that you work with, then that's the rule. You know, yeah, on this show, all of our answers are pretty direct and they're always exact. If you don't want to deal with somebody you don't work with, that you work with, that's the end of it. Okay, you still work there, they still work there, so there's no question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're right.
Right, but not.
I just overthought it. That's it.
But not for now. Don't. That's the problem. You're overthinking this. Look, you know what you need to do with them? Don't say anything.
Huh.
Now, if they ask you, listen, if they ask you, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you get in touch with me? Then you tell them, look, I thought that I was going to lose my, I thought I was losing my job. That's why I was about to holler at you. But since I keep in my job, I'm just, you know, kind of staying, you know, I'm just going to keep it professional. That's the, is that not the truth, 949?
Yeah, that's the truth.
I keep it professional because I have my own rule that I don't business
yeah.
and pleasure I don't mess myself up because
yeah.
my money is
I'm
very important to me.
There you
right.
go. Yeah. See 949.
Now let me ask him this. If they say, "Well, don't let that bother you," what is your position on that? Not ours. What's yours?
Shit, mine will be that. They're gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to wait until I get my
okay.
Get
so
new
then,
job
so then, or, so then, what was the then, so? So now we've given you 8 minutes of our life that we're never going to get back. You already had your answers.
Right.
Yes.
That's part of being a man. You calling us about your answers. Your mind's
right.
already made up. Okay, stick with your mind.
You
have
go.
A good day.
Yes.
Cowboys up.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. See now. Yes. See 949. stick with. See the thing is, stick with your principle. But that's what I'm saying. You got to be honest with yourself and know what you want. You already know what you wanted. I don't know if there was anything we could have helped you with that you already known already. You knew that
yeah.
with this Me Too, you're not supposed to mess with any women. But I'm just saying if they come up to you, like we always say as a man, be honest with them and tell them what is really on your mind. And be honest about it. I'm not dirty and sexual. I'm just saying if it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying to you is this. I don't understand 949. How is it that you get free vital information that can help you out and you choose not to follow it? That's the question I want to know. How is it that you get information, vital information, and it's free information? And it's not only free information, if you would have used it, it could have ended all half the shit you
would have been smoother.
But tell me why
yeah, I need to make my business cards. I'm gonna do that. This soon I get paid this Friday, Dean. I'm gonna fucking go and make you some damn cards.
I understand. No, I get that. But I'm asking you, why haven't you? That's the question. You've been listening to me this long. You should know.
Well, I mean, I never had to really use cards like that. But I mean, I guess that was a situation. If I had to have some, it would have. Went a lot faster, and I'd have left it up to them whether they hit me
so
or
what,
not.
So you just ask for numbers when you meet women?
Yeah, I ask for a number, or I give my number, however
so,
the energy feels.
So you really don't listen to us?
No,
I'm not giving.
No, I do.
I'm
gonna tell you what I do just for y'all. I'm gonna tell you what.
When's the last time we say we're gonna take a number from a woman or ask for a woman's
well, man,
number?
Maybe he's a old spirit, so he just waits for. I mean, I don't know what his swag or his game is like. Maybe so many chicks come up to him, he just says, "Shoot me the number," because hey, I'm like West End Archie. Ain't no number, ain't no record. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
but
Greg,
I don't know how young cats do it now. I don't know.
Yeah, but Greg, that was the case. If that was the case, fam, we would have got this call. That's what I'm saying. If that was the case, we would have got the call. So, nah. So, 949, I'm just saying to
yeah.
you that this is why y'all guys lose. Because we are here to help you, but we need you to be able to steer. Look, we are kind of like the training wheels on the bike. We slowly are taking those training wheels off and expecting you to pedal that motherfucker on your own and start thinking for yourself. The way men think, and that's your problem. The problem is that you're still cheating it. You still got your pedals on because
I think they just get caught into that thing, bro. I think you know, and I listen to them, Dean. I just think we live in a generation where a lot of these cats are just used to following. And really, if you follow his first mind, the answers are already there. You set your rules, you set your standards, you live by them. And I know that's one of the things that Dean says on this show, set your standard, live by it. That's the end of it. Set your standard and live by it.
But listen, I'm glad you called because, look, don't mess with any women at your job. I mean, again, don't get me wrong. Now, Flash, on the other hand, is kind of different. Now, or Greg, if he was in the office, it'll be a little bit different because we kind of talked about this on Monday. The women, see, when women want to fuck, there's a difference between you wanting to fuck a woman and a woman wanting to fuck you 949. It's a whole totally different thing. Because when a woman wants to fuck you, she's going to let you know, really let you know. But when a woman gives you interest to let you try to put your bid in and try to fuck her, it's a whole different kind of story. But I'm glad we were able to help you. Do you have any other questions before we continue, sir?
I think I'm pretty straight with all my other shit. Can I just give me like 5 seconds? Let me think.
Why were you drinking on your job, dog?
Huh? I didn't want to get a conversation. But that was probably the conversation thing. I would just say this, bro. Regroup. Take it as a teaching moment, and let's push it forward.
Yes.
All right, man. Well, I'll be in the chat.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, 515-605-9373 is the number. But this is it. Oh man, y'all, boy, I mean, it's bad, man. It's just they just don't, man. This is. All right, well, let me go ahead and read a text message that someone asked. Oh, well, this
I would think that you have more things to be frustrated by than some of these guys and the way they act. I'd be more frustrated by that pitiful passing game the Cowboys are about to have than these guys. I kind of figured out. I used to be a little frustrated until I started figuring out that we actually live in a generation that's not very ingenuitive when it comes to social issues. They may be ingenuitive when it comes to devices technology.
Yeah.
And even with that, they only build on what's already there. But when it comes to social, they have nothing, bro. Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Well, to be nice to the guy, there are guys out there that you're right are like that. But guess what? They know something's wrong and they know they need help and they come. It's not that many. But there are some of them out there that are like you said, but they're like, you know what? Let me give you 949 for example. Again, the reason he's the way he is because he's not learning. You only think to your level, and I don't think a lot of guys understand that. If you're like I was talking to another guy a few days ago, if you're thinking at level 5, you're only gonna get level 5 conversations, level 5 answers. Level 5 hanging out, level 5 kissing, that you're going to just go to your level. And for a lot of guys, and I'm being nice saying level 5, but a lot of guys are really at negative 1,000. They're not even at ground zero.
They're not even in the game yet.
No, not even. No, exactly. And that's why this is a show here to help them, of course. But let me go ahead and read this email. He wants to know how long does it take for a woman to respond to him. He says, "What's up, Steve? What's going on?" He did say "fuck my cake ass Cowboys," but I'm gonna bypass that. He said, "What does it mean when I know Flash.
Y'all go to hell with that.
He says, "What does it mean when a girl takes an unusually long time to respond to a text? For example, I text a girl that I'm in the mountains. It's freezing here. How's your day? Two or three days later, I get a response in the mountains with a question mark. What are you doing there? My day's not bad, blah, blah. It doesn't make sense for someone to take so long to respond. I would assume that a girl would like to forget about texting me back instead. Do you think girls initially test you by taking a real long time to respond?" Greg?
No, she was busy. And you wasn't on her motherfucking mind. And I wouldn't worry about it. Well, I just did. Probably
but,
dealing with
but,
me.
Well, but yeah, but this is well, yeah, but this is, I think this is what a lot of guys. Well, I always say my three things, tons of things that they need to know. But these three are very huge because I can tell, what are my three things? What do I always say? Did he see a clear message? Did he communicate with transparency, or was his approach impactful, or whatever he did? So this is no, because this is what guys don't understand. Women are looking for either someone to fuck, someone to be in a relationship with, and somebody to use for their resources. Pretty much that's it. Or be a baby daddy, watch their kid or some shit like that. But what I'm saying is this. Thank you, Vlad. But what this person needs to understand is, where is the impact? Where is the let me get it straight. Let me see what he said again.
She was getting impacted, Dean. What are you talking about? She's probably getting impacted. That's why she didn't respond to it.
But no, listen. He's saying, I'm in the mountains. It's freezing here. How's your day? What the fuck
is
the mountain?
It wouldn't matter where. If she was thinking about his ass, if that text came through, she wasn't thinking about him. If she said in the mountain, how long have you been there? There'd be some sort of context, because she could say, I'm just not getting this. How long have you been there? I'm just telling you right now, if everybody else that he texted got that shit and responded immediately, she wasn't thinking about his ass. And that's the bottom line.
She was with the next dude. And she said after she finished with the next dude, and then she did something that she had to do, then she was like, oh, yeah, Tito texted me. Let me get back to him.
It was a friendship thing, because the thing again, you guys show your card. It's like they're. I always say, Greg, it's like they're playing poker with their cards facing the other direction. You know, they got their glasses on and they trying to be all secretive, but they're showing the women their hand, and they don't even realize the hand that they have is not a winning hand. And they acting like they're winners, or they act like they have a winning hand. You know, I'm going to go all in. And they looking dead at his hand, and they laughing. Why? Because a lot of these guys don't know. Like you said, Greg, what did you say to 949? You got to learn how to stand on something. But you can't, listen, what did I say about level five? If you standing on level five principles and you ain't at a 10, then you lose. You're going to lose. That's just how it works. You cannot get to a level 10 unless you learn from someone who is on the level you want to reach. And that's the problem. And a lot of these guys, Greg and Flash, who they're learning from is the guy in the mirror that they look at every day. It's like a dog chasing his tail. They'll watch videos, they'll get information, but then they use their level five thinking and it just doesn't connect, and then they get frustrated, mad, and all this other stuff. They need to learn from someone that's on a level that's much higher, because on level 10, some of you guys don't even understand why the shit we do what we do. Like, you know what? I'm gonna go to a club and I'm just gonna sit and chill and relax by myself. Or I'm gonna spend some time by myself. Why would you do that? Why don't you want to be around women, motherfucker? Because I'm taking a break from the bitches. No, Greg, but what you got on that, fam?
Still confused. I'm gonna tell you, some things to me aren't that difficult to figure out. And maybe it's because I'm a stalwart with where I stand. Hey, I am who I am. I'm Popeye, and that's the way it's gonna be. But when it comes to this guy here in the mountains, I mean, you take it for what it is. And hell, if a chick ain't called me back in 3 days, and then she all of a sudden calls me back, if she didn't say I was in the hospital or in traction or some other shit, you already know what the deal is. Three tears in the bucket. Fuck it. Move on to the next one.
Oh, my God. I got it. Oh, Flash, what's your take on that before I read the next email? What's your take, fam?
That within itself is the problem. when you don't occupy yourself with other things to do and other women to conquest, you sit around and wait 3 days later for a text. You just you,
thank you,
Flash.
Ain't gonna
place.
Happen.
You know, like Greg, like you said. Look, I hit you up. You didn't hit me back. I'm on to the next thing. It, you know, time don't wait. Time waits for no man.
I'm not even gonna send her a text telling her she didn't hit me back. Okay, bitch, I see you didn't hit me back. When she, hey, I'm already on to the next thing. Okay, a few hours.
I'm already
and
on
trust
to
me, that ain't the first. That ain't the,
and,
that ain't
anyway,
the first time
anyway,
that she didn't
Greg.
Call his ass back or text him back.
And anyway, Greg well. And Dean, Steve, we don't just send one text out. When we send a text out, it's hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? All right, now that's four that I didn't send out. I mean, that's just how we operate.
Exactly. There's multiple conversations and multitasking because they multi-hoes. I wish I would let some chick occupy all my goddamn time. What's wrong with you?
All right. Well,
if I can watch four TV sets at one time or watch four different games, I can't deal with four different women. Get up out of here, man.
That's why me personally, I'd rather have a text conversation with a chick than sitting on the phone. Because I've got too much in my day to do, and I've got too many people to talk to. So while texting, I can talk to all four of them and still get my daily tasks done.
Yeah, but you know what?
And keep the name straight because at the top of the screen.
Right, but let me,
right.
Everyone, that's true.
Right.
Let me play devil's advocate for y'all, too, because y'all are right. Y'all are absolutely right. But for a lot of these
and
guys.
You're the devil. But go ahead.
The 98%. Okay, y'all two are right, but the 98% hide behind text messages and words. They hide behind them because they know there's nothing special about them. They know if they were face-to-face with the woman, they wouldn't know what to do. So what they will do is they will take a text message, and they will wait hours. They will try to figure out the right – okay, what do I, okay, she said this. Okay. What do I say? Wait, if I say
but
that, she's going
to
do
it. What he had to say. He said, how are you doing, or whatever it was, and she didn't respond until the next damn year. What's the issue? Okay, she wasn't thinking about you. Keep it there and keep it going.
Yeah. All right, well, let me read this other one. This is another one that has – I love reading these text messages. These are funny as fuck. I can't believe y'all do this shit. Okay, well, he's – okay, I'll read the text in a second. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let me read this shit. Okay, he said hello, hi. He said hi to her. Oh, no, wait. Let me back up. She spoke to him, all right? She spoke to him. She said hi to him. Then he said to her, what a pleasant surprise. What's new? Then she said, not much, just hanging out. How are you doing? He says, I'm great. I've got a gang of people over here right now. Let me see. He says, how are things going with you? And she says, cool. She said, okay. He says, we should hang.
This is a text. How hard is this?
But this is the day and age. Greg, it's a new day and age, man. So we should hang out this weekend, he said. If you think you can fit me into your schedule. She says, perhaps. I work Sunday, but not tomorrow. He says, okay, I work at 10 both days. Just hit me up when you want to turn a party out. Then he says 30 minutes goes by. Then he texts her, or whatever you like to chill. An hour goes by, and then she says, okay, will do. Then he said, I text her the next day, are you free for tonight? And I didn't get a response. So I saw a roommate today. And
Did we lose connection?
We must have lost him.
We lost.
Okay,
did we lose the host?
Greg, you still up here?
Yeah, I can hear everything. I thought maybe I walked in.
I wonder, is it just us online, or are we still on the air?
Well, I don't think it could be us because we're going through the main switchboard, correct?
Yeah, that is the main switchboard.
So we couldn't have lost him unless he hit the mute button. But then if he hit the mute button, I'm sure by now he. If you hit the mute button, Dean, bring us all back
but
in.
But when he hits the mute button, we still can hear. We can hear him. We just can't be heard.
I don't know.
I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, what the hell did I do?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought it might have been because I'm inside of a store. I'm doing shopping for my son.
At work.
Oh, okay. You still in D.C., right?
No, nah, I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Greens or gold?
Goldsboro. A little city called Goldsboro.
Okay.
But I work.
Yeah, my brother's.
So back in
yeah, my brother's over in Greensboro at A&T.
Okay.
He's a professor. Yeah, he's a professor over there.
Okay, the Aggies. Okay.
Yeah.
I know what your brother's doing. If he isn't happily married, I know what he's doing.
No, listen, he's definitely the yin to my yang. He's definitely not like me. Cause I never would have got married. He got married in North Carolina. Ain't no way.
He probably
told
me. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all talking amongst you. All right, we're back. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but we're back. 515-605-3373 is the number. Call, press 1 if y'all want to come in and chime in. But what I'm saying is, again, boring text, Flash, doesn't know what to say. Why would I even go to you guys and say, hey, Flash, Greg, you know your girl such and such. You know she was free the other night. Why didn't she hit me back? She can't just text me and think she can do that when she's drunk and she got another thing coming. I feel so cheap and used.
I didn't hear that part. Listen,
yeah.
She didn't call back. If she didn't call back, she didn't text back or respond back, it's real simple. Keep it pushing. Because you already engaged in 3 other texts anyway, right?
It. I keep multiple conversations going throughout the day. You're just not going to be the only person I talk to. It can't equate to that. My time is too valuable, and I have too much to offer for unless I'm in a serious relationship, and I'm not getting that kind of time. I'm going to have to talk to, so you don't converse with me back. Okay, go on to the next.
My son can't rise and sit on some chick who you can't give a woman that much power in this day and age anyway. But damn sure can't let your son rise and sit on some chick based upon how the fucking wind is blowing her. Get the fuck out of here, dude. It doesn't make any in this day and age, it just doesn't make sense. And it may sound aloof, it may sound flippant to some of these young guys, but there's far too many women now. You stand in the catbird seat. You're there. Or you sit there. If you sit in the catbird seat, the bottom line is it's too difficult not to be able to get what she is not giving you. Okay? It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And I mean the multiple she's.
Well, but if you don't know, I mean, again, okay, you're okay. What y'all are saying is this. All right. Hey, guys, y'all should know 5 + 5 = 10. I mean, everybody should know how to add. I mean, that's simple. You should already know that, which you're absolutely right, guys. But if these motherfuckers don't know how to count from 1 to 10, what you're saying is like alien to these motherfuckers because they don't know the basics. They're so busy doing things outside of themselves. Now, again, job, that's something you should do. But what I'm saying, flossing their money, their clothes, their cars, and all this other shit to try to seem like they're something that they're not, they fail to do the basics, Greg. That's the problem, man. That's why they're always having these issues that they're having now, man.
But if they're listening to us, we've gone over this. If they're new to the show, now you know. Because if you don't know, now you know. Okay?
No.
And the now you know part is...
But Greg, 949 is a prime example. What did he say? I listen to you guys off and on, right? So that's the equivalent of, okay, I'm going to medical school, but I'm going to go to medical school just 1 week Then I'm going to skip 3 weeks. Then I'm going to go to medical school the next month for 2 weeks. Then I'm going to go to school. You see what I'm saying? Then you expect me to be a doctor at the end of the day. That's their problem. They don't.
Failing the test because it's obviously not prepared. I get that part. But my point is, a lot of these guys' problem is not so much, is not solely rooted in the fact that they haven't heard us. They have problems that stem from the general construct of society.
Yeah.
A lot of guys need the same kind of validation that some of these women seem to need when they post all these pics and take all these selfies. Women have a burning desire to be, quote unquote, appreciated. And really, a lot of them have a desire to be appreciated by somebody other than even the one that's with them. They can't get enough. See, the thing about social media is that it reveals the vanity in people. Motherfuckers will do anything for a like. So, that also transitions into their relationship. Exactly.
It exposes the insecurities also.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. It's a lot of that stuff going on, but again, if I want to be a doctor,
well, look at it this way. Hold on. Look at it this way. Where else could an unpopular person become popular, except on social media through these mediums? That's why they struggle. A lot of these guys don't have personality. See, social media can give a bland motherfucker some taste.
And in this day and age, to add what Greg is saying, in this day and age, you've seen hip-hop music, R&B music, actors, so forth. You've seen entertainment on a general whole. It doesn't really take talent in this day and age to be popular or be a celebrity or be a socialite.
Anybody else can say that you're popular, and that makes you popular. Somebody else saying you're popular can get you followed and make you popular. And you have no ability to have substance. I was watching I don't know if they're twins or what they were, and I was looking at, damn, these guys have a pretty huge following. I forgot what the guy's name is. I think it was you that sent me a video, and apparently some chick gave a blowjob to some guy, and her boyfriend found out or whatever. It's like some stupid shit that you normally would send me, Dean. But anyway, I'm looking at this shit, and I'm thinking, okay. And then this guy and his brother are twins, but they're very rich because they got popular. If you catch a wave in this generation, you can really make a hell of a living. Like, I didn't realize, you know, Britney Spears made $56 million last year? How? Because she still... Come on, $56 million, though, for Britney Spears? She hasn't been in the front line since hell, who can remember? But the point of it is that...
She has a show in Vegas, too.
Okay. But still, $56 million? Britney Spears makes $1.1 million a week. Britney Spears? So you can imagine that even a lesser person can get popular, like these particular twins. And I'm saying to myself, they have no talent. They got popular. And unfortunately, people today confuse popularity what Flash said was talent. It's different. So a lot of these guys function based upon what they're told they're supposed to be. They operate within the window era that they're told they're supposed to operate on, and that's why so many of them fail. It's even hard for me to teach guys to undo their thinking when it comes to me helping them in certain court cases. Dude, you have to undo your way of thinking, and that's difficult because undoing your way of thinking means that you have to be willing to be independent and to be responsible for whatever happens. And a lot of people just don't like the idea of responsibility, Dean, period.
Well,
even in relationships.
Not only that. Yeah. Well, but that's what guys like us are here to do, is help them along the pathway, because we know for them, it's going to be one of the most difficult journeys for them to take. The problem is they think they can do it on their own, and they ain't strong enough to be able to deal with the voices and the shit that's in their head that's constantly beating them down every time they turn around. That's why they.
But look where they're going for reassurance, though. They're still looking for reassurance outside of themselves.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why they want the quick fixes. They want the name, like I say, that pickup bars that call. They want to be known by a fucking title and shit like that. I mean, all that bullshit. That's what I'm saying. That's some of the problems. But you know, let's keep that shit moving. This guy says he had 4 great dates with a woman, strike 1, 2, and 3, and then she went cold over him. All right, let me read this shit.
He had 4 great dates. He had 4 great dates. She didn't. That's the point.
But can I read the shit before you? You're right about what you. Can I read the shit, please?
Motherfucker, you pause. Shit, if you wanted to pause and add some motherfucking ad-lib, I didn't
read.
Know.
Go ahead,
shit.
Read. I want to answer this and then I bounce out. Go ahead and read it.
Can I read it now, Flash? Is it okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So I started dating this real beautiful woman. She's an 8. I really like her. Lined up a few dates to go out with other girls, and they have been duds pretty much. Been on 4 dates with this one, and we've had amazing time when we're together. But at the same time, we haven't even managed to get her to my house, I guess, to his crib. He had dots, I guess, to his place, whatever.
What is she using him for? Companionship. But you keep going. I'm giving some underlines for the guys who may not know. Okay, she went out with you because I wasn't available, but go ahead.
All right, the issue is pretty much the text game. Even before we met, she would take like a week to respond. We've been dating for about 1.5.
Again, we answered that in the last question.
I know, Flair. Let me just read. I'm just trying to read for the audience.
Listen, man, listen. This shit right here is like Hideki Nomo in that windup. You're telegraphing the shit out of this motherfucker.
All right, anyway,
What's going to happen right here.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, yes. We have been dating for 1.5 months, and I was away during that time for a few weeks.
We have been dating. No, motherfucker, you were dating.
No, Greg, say it like it is. You were spoiling her for the whatever that time frame he said.
Yeah, you were supporting and feeding her while she waited for some time to catch up with, you know, me to come by there and swing through them thighs for about an hour and send her all back out there. While she's doing to you what I'm doing to her. She's one of them chicks.
Again, it's right. It's the 3 options that you have. What did you say? Resources. You said companionship, and you said sex. He comes to see us for sex and goes to him for resources.
Okay, and let me continue. That was a comic. That wasn't done. So anyway, so he was saying that she was real flaky when he texted her, okay?
Yeah, you're comic like you have fucking asthma, dude. You take big breaks in between these motherfuckers. You all right?
She will often take a day or 2 to respond, and sometimes wouldn't even answer my question. Okay? All right. Now I'm just taking a moment, a breath, going on, because this is a paragraph. I'm trying to cut through all the bullshit. So give me a second. We went out Friday night.
You're in the bullshit. How are you going to cut through this shit? This shit was mired in bullshit. What are you talking about?
I know.
Three. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
I'm almost done. It's a book. I'm trying to cut through the bullshit. We went out Friday night to proceed. We got hammered, okay? Then I tried to convince her to come back to my place. She said no. But then we ended up sharing an Uber, and again, no luck. I'm pretty sure I came across desperate in the situation. I texted her yesterday, suggested we get a drink this week. I got no response. I know I should leave it alone, but I'm tempted to send her a final text. I think she was either turned off by my desperately trying to get her to my place, or otherwise she's seeing somebody else. Thinking of waiting a few days and sending a text along the lines
ding,
of this.
Ding, ding,
hey, hold on. I'm almost done. I thought things were going well. Obviously not. I'm assuming that you're dating someone else. Quote unquote, none of my business. Good luck with them anyway. Have a great time. That's life. Keep well. Now, I previously sent the above message to other girls. They got cold, and they responded that they are seeing someone else, or I turned them off, but I never managed to see them again. Should I send the above text a few days, a week, wait a few more days, or just leave it alone? Now, wait. You guys are right. Yes, wait. Before you come on in and get some cold to drink, Greg and Flash, what I'm saying is this, is that y'all said it best. See, the problem is he had a great time on the date. This is where y'all see when y'all guys say we had a great time, you're lying to yourself. You didn't have a great time, because if you had a great time, you would have her face in the pillow, her ass up in the air, or her knees pushing up against her shoulders later on that night, and you wouldn't be sending us an email about this stuff. So y'all didn't have a great night. And the fact, let me just go to the end and throw it to y'all fellas. Let me tell you why you guys don't have great nights with women, why you guys have problems with women, and why women find y'all to be very creepy, why y'all are the 98%. Because a man would never, ever, 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 did I say ever, Greg Flash, ever,
never.
Say he would not put that in a smoke signal. He wouldn't put it on a dove. He wouldn't put it on a paper airplane. He wouldn't text it. He wouldn't give the bitch a cup with a string on to say this shit. A man will never say anything like this. This is where I know the problem is.
He wouldn't say a kite. In the kite like they do in prison.
Right, there you, right. But I thought things were going well. Obviously not. I'm assuming that you're dating someone else. None of my business. So good luck with them. Anyway, had a great time, but that's life. Keep well. Who the
man, don't
fuck?
Be whining to that. Don't be whining to that hoe. What you talking about? All that. You trying to get some sympathy pussy now? The fuck?
And every other time you did it,
that chick, you found out the chick was getting her brains, her eggs scrambled by another motherfucker, huh? Okay.
Greg, what I'm saying is that you can hear the feminine emotional reply, like the last email, I'm feeling cheap and used and all other stuff. Who sends
right.
a woman a
cheap and
who
used?
Yeah. Well, who tells a woman that I'm assuming that you're dating someone? That's none of my business. Good luck with them. Had a great time, but that's life. Keep well. Who the fuck says that to women? Who?
Somebody in prostitute raised by a single mom.
Yeah.
And talk to her and hustle like a woman does. Period. Point blank.
But you know what, guys? What's amazing with this? This is the same guy that went on a date with this woman a few times and bored the fuck out of her. And you can tell even in a text message. Because you stand, like you said before, Greg, and y'all want to call in, 515-655-9373 is the number. We ain't going to be on too long anyway, but if y'all want to call in, y'all need to hurry up, or we're going to be cutting the show off pretty soon. But what I'm saying is the thing that's amazing here is that You said you had a great time with
her. I don't think he bored her. Hold on. I don't think he bored her. I just don't think she was ever interested in him. Maybe he's a boring guy. These chicks don't like him for some reason.
If she was interested in him, she lost interest and then just automatically turned him over to a resource. That she knew she could get a meal or a movie or some kind of entertainment through him, and so she just continued to go on dates with him, even though she didn't really have any interest in him.
Yeah, well, but I guess the thing that I'm trying to get guys to see that this guy, the one that wrote this, he lost before he even stepped to her. He was already losing before he stepped to her. Before he even approached her, he lost. When he talked to her, it just reinforced why he lost. him texting her, guess what? Like y'all said, resource. She wanted something to eat, so they went on 4 dates, and she got her belly filled up with food for 4 dates and probably went over to your house, flashed on 2 of them, and Greg went to your house for the other 2 and fed y'all the leftover food. Maybe she did that.
Yep.
But the fact that you're
and
mad
and you know I fucked.
Well, yeah, of course, Greg. What I'm saying, the fact that he's mad, he's mad at her. Check it out. You're mad at her because she's not responding to you, and then you respond back with a message like that and expect her panties to slide down and her to give you the ass? What's y'all take on that, man?
Whining like a little bitch.
Damn, Flash, I'm trying to be nice, but yeah, yeah, what you said.
I mean, you can't be nice about it, because if you be nice to him, he'll continue to whine, and you just have to nip it in the bud and call a spade, you know?
Well, yeah, you're right, but this is what he said they had a great time, right? They had a wonderful time. How many times?
We've already established that that's not the case. What we've established is that he was happy to be in her presence, and she was probably thinking about, I can't wait to get away from him after I finish getting this grub, and I wonder if Greg and Flash gonna come run this train on me.
Well, but the thing is, Greg, why lie to yourself? That's what I'm saying. Why go through the lie and tell yourself, oh, we had a great time? Why? You know you didn't have a good time. Because if you had a good time, you would be right in the shower washing your nuts and your balls.
He didn't lie to himself. He lied to you. He knew he didn't have a good time. Because the time is valued based upon the end result, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The guy last week who said something, I'm like, dude, that doesn't make no fucking sense. So you can lie to me. I know you're not lying to yourself, because otherwise you're not talking to me. Because said you had a great time, the end of every message would be like, you know, at the date 1, she licked my balls. At the date 2, you know, she gave me a hand job. Date 3, man, I fucked her in about 8 different positions. You know, that's how the date goes well. He lied because he wants to be accepted in the venue of the thousands of people who are going to listen to this download.
Well, yeah, you know, that's the thing. That's what a lot of guys do. They want us to pat them on the back, and we can't pat you on the back on bullshit.
No, they want
man.
You to pat them on the back. They know I ain't with that bullshit, and they know Flash ain't with that shit. They know you're going to talk that your way, talk them through this shit, talk them off the ledge. I want to talk them off the ledge, too, straight and down into the gutter so I can get onto the next damn case.
Five one five six oh five 9373 is the number. Press 1. We're only gonna do a few more minutes, but if y'all got a question, call in now. If not, we're gonna wrap things up, guys. Don't forget, the birthday package will be released sometime today or tomorrow. Just want to let you guys know that. But Greg, you have hit it on the head, man. And it's just a shame that a lot of guys don't see that result there. So.
Hey, and speaking of hit on the head, now I'll be back next Monday night on the Pro Se Hour. And you know, you told me, said somebody had reached out to me, a couple of guys have reached out to me from the show. And I'm going to talk about next week, I'm going to actually address this Blake Griffin child support thing. And one thing I wanted to say, just in general, is that I don't know what was presented to these courts and many of these instances with child support, and those who do know, and I thank you, Dean, for the venue. Is that there's an approach and there's a mentality even with this, and we've had plenty of success lately with guys who've had custody issues, child support issues, what have you. But until we find out what the details are, everything is speculative. But we'll cover it and some other things next week. And I just wanted to make sure I got there and said that, because they'll hear me on Monday before they hear me here on Tuesday.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me see something here. Where the fuck is this shit at? Hold on, man. I'm looking at something real quick.
And Flash is there. Flash, you can step by, holler by, you know, and any questions that any guys around there may have as I get ready to move into another area. I decided I was going to come back and help a couple guys out with some of this stuff. And I actually got a couple of athletes again on board.
Yeah, no doubt, man. But that's the thing that we just want to say to you guys out there, man. This is not an easy thing, man. This is not something that you can do just by listening to a couple of shows. You're not going to get this down. And I know a lot of you guys want to be with women. They want relationships, Greg, but they just don't know what to do. And it's getting frustrating to these guys. They just don't know where to go. And some of the problems that y'all going to have, man, and that's why we always try to tell you and push you guys that we want y'all to do better. We want to help you as best as we can, but we can't help you if you don't want to help yourself, man. And that's the truth to all that, Greg. But what do you have on that before we wrap things up, Big Dog?
Well, hey, you know me. I'm straight and to the point with it. Nothing's going to happen for you unless you do it for you. So no matter whether it's relationship talk, courtroom presence, custody, traffic ticket, whatever, even if unfortunately there may be a criminal issue, we can get you help in so many areas. But you have to be responsible for you. Otherwise, you're wishing on a star.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the day. Anyway, we're about to wrap this up. But, guys, don't forget the birthday package will be up on the website as well. And the new products will be coming out pretty soon. Still working on the online dating profile and stuff. So bear with me on that because there's a lot of stuff that we need to cover. Anyway, y'all be well. We'll see y'all guys next week. And we're going to wrap this motherfucker up, Greg, man. You already said what you need to say, huh? You done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm done. I'll see everybody next Monday, and then I'll definitely be back here on Tuesday.
No doubt. All right, guys. We'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good night, man. Peace.